Blog Talk Radio.
What kind of music? Kind of guy? Who kind of take off? Hey. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Fetching like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. Hating on the low, I've been new, I've been soft. Yeah. Niggas flaw, niggas fake, yeah. But it's straight, nothing to say. I'm busy getting that cake. Are you my nigga when your true colors show that you fugazi? Paid attention, I seen it coming and witnessed it daily. Cold scratching, they messy, bitches be broke and be petty. Hate on the low and it show, cause they hate the way I get fed it. But I'm so up with my hustle, staying down, got me every penny. Nights ain't have a penny, hurt me so bad, can't forget it. Oh, no, can't forget it. So I wake up and go get it, really from city to city, state to state, that where I'm going. Country to country, they know it's coming, they know I'ma blow. I'm worth a billion, put off some millions, I'm flipping for show. I took some losses, it cost me chances, I took for this spot. I put it all in the pot, fuck it, just look at me now. I'm worth a whole lot of K, I was broke, now I'm straight. I done grew up with my faith, so stay the fuck out my face, Lord. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke, nah. Bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Fetching like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low.
I said one time for the one time, could they hate now? Two time for the two time, cause they fake now. Three time for the three time, cause I'm straight now. Now I'ma get money every way and every day now. Put the nigga start hating. Fuck nigga, why you flagging? You can tell I'm straight, you ain't need much, gotta ask me. I done came home, ran it up, now I'm on go. Delicent every, got no boy hating on the low, but I been new that they were hating on the low. I see through all that fake light window, but I'm D'd up from the feet up. I need pesos. I re-up with that re-up from the same dope. My feet up, got my teeth up, and you still broke. My feet up, got that teeth up, but you still broke. You still broke, fuck nigga. You nigga know what it is, nigga. We getting real money over here, nigga. This Canada gang, nigga, I'm fresh out. What?
Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Fetching like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low.
Hey, I like how that beat dropped and it take it out. And we done had this song as our intro for about 2 years. And it still just be like, it's just the vibe, man. Shout out to Loose Cannon Squad. What's happening, everybody? Thank you for tuning in again to Real Talk with the new Miss Lovely Black and Mo Benz. What it do, co-host?
Yo, what's up, Black? What's up, world? I'm just ready for another exciting show, man. It's the, you know what I'm saying? World famous Chop Up coming through. Real Talk. You know how we do every Sunday night.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. The 90 minutes today. You know, last week we only had an hour.
Last week was a quick. It seemed
like we had more stuff to talk about.
yeah, that's funny. We just ran out of time. It just cut us off. You know what I'm saying? So you know,
an
hour and a half is a good slot. You know what I'm saying? That's a perfect time frame for us.
Shout out to our top five countries tuning in. That's right. Shout out to our top five countries tuning in consistently, man. We got listeners in over 30 countries. I need y'all to step it up. United States number one. United Kingdom number two. Who is it? Canada?
Okay.
Nope. Australia, number 3. Canada, number 4. And Brazil, number 5. So shout out to our top 5 countries tuning in. I wasn't looking at the list, so I had to get it right. You know, I'm full.
Freestyle.
So, you know, between my stomach being full. Yeah, in my mind working right. We love y'all. Thank you guys for tuning in. Thank you for holding it down. Shout out to our top 5 countries and everybody else that's tuning in. If you want us to shout your country out, make sure you tell a friend and another friend to tune in so you can get up on this top 5. You know, Brazil just came and knocked Mexico out the box, you know, and
wow.
We just been rolling. You know, with Brazil,
yeah,
you know, in Brazil, hey, we see you, Brazil. We see the numbers going up in Brazil.
Wow.
Salute.
Brazil. So, city of God.
Right. Mm-hmm. Everywhere. So how was your week?
Well, my week was basically, you know how I name my weeks, but this one was a continuation from last week. So it's just continuing to find my rhythm. I'm finally fully adjusted to Virgo season. You know, that shit came in because Leo was such a high for me, the Leo season, and Virgo kind of like caught me off guard a little bit. But, you know, shout out to some of my favorite Virgos, you know what I'm saying? So my homie Sophie had his birthday. My favorite auntie had her birthday. Nas dropped King's Disease, which is a dope album, you know what I'm saying? So that Virgo, now that Virgo energy is kind of like, it has settled in for me. So that's one thing. And then just as far as the, you know, the hustle front, you know what I'm saying, back on my interior decorating, so I'm just rebuilding my clientele coming back from COVID. So that's been cool, just been real busy with that. And then, you know, my whole motto, shout out to Deion Sanders, because he said this one time. He said in a reference to, you know, playing good, but mine is, you know, you look good, you feel good, you feel good, you sell good, you sell good, they pay good, you live good. So, you know, that's been my mantra, you know what I'm saying, going into this fall season, about to just get it. And then, you know, just pacing myself, you know what I'm saying? And also, too, it's kind of interesting, you know, because I'm in Brooklyn, right? And I'm in Flatbush, Brooklyn. So if you know anything about Flatbush, Brooklyn, that's like the heart of West Indians. You know what I'm saying? A lot of Caribbean people's Caribbean culture to the fullest. So what's kind of interesting is because of COVID, usually like around this time going into Labor Day is the West Indian parade. You know what I'm saying? So that's like Mardi Gras in New Orleans, or, you know, Toronto, they call it the Carabana. And then, you know, and then in Trinidad, you know, it's a carnival, you know what I'm saying? So this is the time, but, you know, because of COVID, it's no West Indian parade. So, you know, it's kind of like, it's kind of chill though. 'Cause you mean it's like my block is just crazy. You know what I'm saying? Just costumes and everybody out there, you know, the night before the parade, which will be Sunday night going into Monday, is what they call Juve. And Juve is when everybody just out and about in the streets all night long, costumes on, and then they go right into the parade. You know what I'm saying? Real West Indian style. But because of COVID, that hasn't taken place. So it's kind of quiet. It's kind of chill to kind of take. Because I enjoy the West Indian Day parade. You know, everybody's from their different islands and countries, you know what I'm saying, got their flags and they represent. But I can't even lie, you know, this has been kind of cool to just take a year off and then, you know, come back in full blast next year. So, you know, I'm mobile, man. So my week is cool. You know? How was your week?
Man, amazing. Remember I told a story when you said you was from Flatbush. In the seventh grade, it was a girl named Rose. And I went to Tuscaloosa Middle School. And me and Rose had to write a book report. And she was from Brooklyn, Flatbush Avenue. And so I remember that name. I had never been there. But, you know, our book report was about an event that happened on Flatbush Avenue. And that's how, you know, and I'm like, you know what? And it's many times now that I have been to New York, I still haven't went to Flatbush Avenue. And so just because of that report in the seventh grade, I think when I come back, you know, because I know I'll probably come there before you come here. You know, we got to check that out.
Yeah, check out Flatbush. Get a dollar band. Shout out to the dollar band running up and down Flatbush and Utica, you know what I'm saying? Like, straight up. So, yeah, the time to come, would be like during this time. This is like usually when they had a parade, so it was really something to see on Flatbush. But, you know, unfortunately because of COVID, it's postponed into next year. But yeah, man, Flatbush is live.
We ain't doing no traveling right now. But shout out, you know, today, just because tomorrow I want to be lazy. I really don't have anything on the agenda. I'm probably gonna go over some schoolwork on my son's computer and more so create more content. I have been putting content on my YouTube page. Shout out to me. Guys, you can actually subscribe to my YouTube channel. It's Miss Lovely Black, MizzLuvliBlack. And I have been adding content, so I've been, you know, creating content and talking about certain things and so on. So tomorrow is just kind of like lounge day. I did cook today, and I got on the grill finally.
I
did some ribs and some turkey burgers and sausages and turkey dogs on the grill and made some greens and some rice today. So I don't have to do any of that tomorrow, so I can actually really be bum mode.
Kids
can make their own food type situation. Yeah, it worked out.
Yeah, it's already.
Today worked out very, 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 very well for me. So.
Yeah, man.
I'm surprised Smooth ain't called in yet. Listen, now when I'm checking the lines for Smooth to call in, he don't call in. When I'm not checking for him, then guess what? That's when he calling in like, oh, you left me on hold. Oh, you ain't checked in with me. Oh, you know what I'm saying? Come on, man.
No doubt.
So let's get into some gossip. What have you been seeing? Not as far as news, but on a gossip tip.
Well,
shout out to Ari the Don. And y'all know I love me some Ari. Ari.
I just wanted to say, I lean on you for all the gossip. So put me on.
Ari is G Herbo's baby mama, and now she's with Moneybagg Yo. And I absolutely love and adore Ivory. She is so beautiful to me. Well, you know, about a month or 2 months ago, Moneybagg brought her a Lambo. And so they coined her Lambo Pussy, right? And then she just went and brought her a Bentley, like herself. Black, everything inside, red. OMG, I absolutely love her. I love her hustle. And her grind, and, you know, she got a hair deal, and she just doing what she doing. You know what I'm saying? I absolutely love that. You know, shout out. We hope Rihanna gets better. Rihanna had a scooter accident, and she bruised her face up. And, yeah, it didn't look too good for Rihanna.
She bruises up that pretty
now,
face.
I'm not sure. You're in a lot of music. Do you know who Salento is?
No. Who's that?
So it's a young rapper named Salento. And he went to jail because they said he walked into somebody's house tied.
I heard about it. I didn't know who he was looking for his girlfriend.
And I'm like, that's crazy. Shout out to Monica and Brandy, but we're gonna save the whole verses for the world famous chop up. So I'm gonna get into the gossip chat. So they say that Monica, right? World-renowned singer,
Monica,
had on fake Fenty. And these people called Fenty down, Chad. They called their phone and asked him about the outfit that Monica wore. And Fenty said, we didn't make that. So I don't know if Monica knew it was fake.
It don't even matter. That shit was fly, man. Sometimes, yo.
I don't know. I did not like the outfit at all. I absolutely didn't.
I liked it. I mean, she's slim.
Her pants was way too loose. And so, okay, here's the background, right? Monica and Brandy had a song out, and this was like my era. Everybody loved it, the boys' mind, right? And it was back and forth. Yeah. So apparently with all of the legations with the record labels or whatever, Brandy, it was Monica's song, but because Brandy was on it, Brandy had the song blocked where it couldn't be played, you know, on media outlets and stuff. So it was just there. So it was like, you know, it was a tremendous beef because Brandy and Monica, they grew up in the time, and then they put, you know, them against each other. And, you know, Brandy said she apologized to Monica and got past all of that, child. So I don't know. You know, Brandy's the reserved one. Monica's the wild one. And remind me to get into Monica and what's the Miller boy name?
Yeah.
The No Limit. C Murder, child.
Oh,
we're gonna get
C
into
Murder.
That in the
okay.
Real Famous Chop Up. Since that's Chop Up news. And then, child, listen.
What's
now,
up?
Nicki Minaj gave Snitch 9, Tekashi 6ix9ine.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. What happened with this?
Now, he came out and people was checking for him, but he had to work with people to, you know, for to get back relevant. You know what I'm saying?
Ain't nobody.
This fool gonna bust out and say, when has a Nicki single ever went number one? I was like, other than when she collabed with somebody, like saying, he the reason that it went number one because it was him, because Nicki Minaj ain't hitting number ones again. And I'm just really like, dude, like, you just, you control to,
really
you make people
him.
Just not like you, period.
Yo, like, I'm over, man. I can't even, I, no comment.
I do not
I'm,
like
I'm not
him. But, no I bad. Mean, the world likes drama. And drama sells. So you can be a snitch. And now you got all these people, you know, jumping up like, I'm a snitch. And it's like, that's not cool because, you know, like, you ain't ran across the right one. And I'm a firm believer. Like, I don't care if you go out of town to work or whatever the case may be. That shit gonna catch up with you one day. You know what I'm saying? You taking somebody from their family. You messing up somebody else's livelihood just for you to stay free. And look, you out here hustling. Do your time. I'm just saying, do your time. I don't get it. Anyways, let me see. What other gossip they got going on out here, Chad? Tammy Roman.
Oh,
you know,
so
I love
Tammy.
Her Bonnet Chronicles. Tammy.
Yeah, yo, she got.
So
a,
of course
she,
you.
Okay. She well,
huh?
She got. I got. I want to listen to. It. She's you know, I love our show, but you know, every so often I keep my ear to the streets to some other different podcast, and what struck me, you said Tammy Roman, Bonnet Chronicles. She's on Mike Tyson's podcast like this week, so I'm gonna probably check that out. I was just like, okay, this is kind of interesting.
And she
Mike
just
Tyson
started
and...
her own podcast too. She got her
okay.
own thing.
Yeah, okay,
she's
yeah,
doing her
ahead,
thing.
Proceed.
You know
I
what I'm saying? She
I
love her. She's very funny, and so she made a comment to comment about. You know the Sweetie Pie, the guy that got arrested from Sweetie Pies, that they trying to say he killed his nephew for the insurance policy. What is his name? Tim and Jennifer from the Real House, Jennifer from Basketball Wives, used to date him. So Tammy made a joke, child, and honey, that shit was so goddamn funny. But you know her and Jennifer still beefing. So Jennifer was like, that was tasteless. And Tammy Huffman say, did she send for you, Tammy? And she say, what do you mean? I'm just having a conversation. You know, her husband kind of, you know, said, stop going out and getting people. They ain't sending for you. But the shit was funny to me. You got to look at Bonnet Chronicles, honey, if
funny.
You haven't.
I've seen a couple of her joints, yeah. She, I mean, it's something about when she put that bonnet on. Like, you know what I'm saying? She just it's something that bonnet brings something out. It brings the truth out of her or something. She can just tell it. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, shout out to that. I've seen a couple of her, you know, Instagram posts. It's always kind of entertaining.
I love her. She is funny.
Yeah, she will. And she will
yeah,
fight,
I think
too.
That's enough for the for the drama. You know, T.I. and 50 Cent, it ain't really drama, but they got their thing going on. T.I. trying to get 50 Cent on Versus, y'all. And T.I., you know, is the king of the South. And then 50 Cent, he did his thing in music, but 50 Cent really got into music just to ruin Who is that? Irv Gotti career? Because, you know, they had something to do with, somebody he was with had something to do with 50 Cent's mother being killed. And really, 50 Cent is just in the producer game and doing what he got to do with the hit show Power. So they said Power back, the new Power back on. I don't watch TV, so
I've been hearing
y'all check it out and let me know.
Speaking of Power, I've been hearing mixed reviews. I've been hearing like, okay, it's back, check it out, it's good. And some people are like, I don't know, you know what I'm saying? So I gotta check it out, see what I let y'all know how I feel about it. But I do got another show that I'm gonna get into in a world that I think is must see TV. You know what I'm saying? And you know,
I don't know, man. After Smooth gave that review last week on the last show that you told him about, I don't know, brother.
Smooth is extra. You know what I'm saying? Smooth is extra with it. You know what I mean? We all know Smooth can be a little extra. But I got another one. Another show. Another show. I'm going to put you all on, too.
All right. We kind of know how Smooth going to go with his topics and conversations. He ain't called in yet, so he's more than likely not calling in. Keep in mind, y'all know, we know that y'all just listen to us talk crazy. But if you do want to call in, hit the line 646-787-1839. You know what? We love our fans, okay? We love our fan base and our listeners. They really just listen to us act the ass.
Talk our shit. We love you.
Adult talk. So let's get into some adult conversation. All right, let's do that. Now, the topic of tonight is, would you move across country to make your relationship work? Now, what's that for?
I think this is a good topic. I was like, you know, this is interesting. You know what I'm saying? Like, I had to think about this one.
Would you move across country to make a relationship work? Now, here's my take. I'm an Aquarius, right? I have a lot of Aquarius in my birth chart, right? So I am the epitome of Aquarius. If an Aquarius was an Aquarius that wasn't Aquarius, I'm all of that.
I just started learning my power.
Huh?
Yeah. And I started learning y'all, especially like when we met. You know what I'm saying? You opened my eyes to Aquarius, and then it seemed like I started coming across other Aquariuses. You know what I'm saying? I'm still gathering information.
When you buy a car, do you start seeing all these new cars?
Yeah, it's kind of like that. So, you know, y'all interesting. You know what I'm saying? But I fuck with y'all. You know what I'm saying? Aquarius got a y'all got an interesting vibe. You know what I'm saying? I will say that. You know
y'all interesting. Well, I guess. you could have said y'all boring. You know, so I take
interesting. Y'all interesting.
For me,
way of looking at things.
I'm not a procrastinator, right? And you know, that really has nothing to do with Aquarius, because I've met so many Aquariuses that they are like, we want to get things right, right? And so our mind is like an upgraded computer system. Meditation is very hard for an Aquarius because our mind goes so much, you know, in and out, you know, circuits, it's crazy up there. And so a lot of Aquariuses, like, they just sit down and they really try to make the best decision. I am not one of those people. I am one of these people. I am the one that, like, I go for it. And that's how I have accomplished so much in my life. You know what I'm saying? Now, I'm not saying that everything turned out perfect, right? But I can tell you that I got a lesson or a blessing. You know what I'm saying? Out of me
like
having
that.
The go-for-it personality.
Lesson.
Yeah, that's what I got, a lesson or a blessing. And so for me, it's like I'm like, if I want to do something, then I go do it. And then I deal with the consequences later. And that's just that on that. Now, here's the thing. I would, if my heart told me to, I would probably align it to where, you know, something, you know, I would have to make sure that I know this is what it's supposed to be. Like, I wouldn't move to California. California is too expensive. I have two small children. I would not do California, right? Mm-hmm. But here's the thing that I have learned over the last few years with my children. Okay. First, I was in Florida, and I was hesitant on leaving out of Florida when I went back to have my last son because I'm like, oh, my God, I got two small kids. What the hell am I going to do? I allowed fear to take over me for a couple of months. Right? We were talking about it. And I was like, what am I going to do? But, I mean, within the emperor mode, the emperor, which being me, like, I have to handle it. I have to make it do what it do. So even if something happened to me right now and I had to go into the hospital, I would at least have to take one of my kids. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't have that ready-made family here with me, right? And the type of men that are here and the dating scene that you have here in Atlanta, like, Atlanta is good for business. But if you already don't have love or if you already, like, don't have, if you're not, like, out and about all the time, you know, trying to really, you know, get in tune with somebody, like, you're not going to really do well in the dating life, right? Not here. I'm not out and about. You guys know I'm a homebody. I'm at home. I do everything from home. And if I do step out, you know, it is. But that's what I will do, but I don't. I'm kind of over it. You know what I'm saying? And I'm funny about my kids. So my kids are so accustomed to me and only me. And I'm funny about who I choose to deal with when it comes to my kids, right? So I would really have to feel the vibration there. But I would move across country. I would relocate because Atlanta is not the, you know, begin all and end all for me. And believe, I think I touched on it, you know, talking about Texas. The last couple of months, you know, and I'm like, you know, Atlanta's home, Atlanta's home. Atlanta will always be home for me. You know, at any point, I will always, you know, come back to Atlanta if something doesn't work. Like, I would come back here before I go back to Florida, right? But the last couple of months, like, the universe has been nudging me, like, you know, putting it on my heart. Like, okay, you're going to move. You're going to move out of Atlanta. And I'm like, why? You know? And you know, I just became okay with the idea that, guess what? I'm going to move out of Atlanta. So, for me, I'm like, okay, where are we moving to? So, I said, well, maybe Texas or the Carolinas, you know. And I said the Carolinas because I would get an opportunity to farm a little bit, you know, just a little bit.
Okay. And, you got that in you, right? Yes. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I'm like, you know, either or. So, I looked in Texas about a month ago. I lived in Texas, and I know I posted. I was like, I'm looking for places in Texas. And so Houston, you know, Houston don't move my heart. And I'm like, okay, so it's not going to be Houston. So let me look in Dallas. Man, let me tell you something. So, you know, I got a buddy that lives in Dallas, a couple people. And so I called my girl, and I was like, hey, what's a good part of Dallas to live in? And she gives me the rundown. She was like, you got to go, I think she said downtown or – I'm sorry. She told me. So I called somebody else. They said the same exact thing. Child, I went and looked on that side of town, and the damn two-bedroom was like $1,700, $1,800. And I said, the devil is a lie. And so I kept looking. I looked on a couple different sites, and I said, well, this ain't it. Dallas just ain't it. You know what I'm saying? Because I still have to be mindful that I have to take care of children.
Exactly.
And, yeah, I know that if you create the bills, you're going to pay them. But at the same time, you got to be wise because it ain't like I got nobody that I can go stay with nowhere. You know what I'm saying? I have to do this stuff on my own.
You
got to
think.
So,
you got to think three steps ahead.
Right. So, you know, you catch me 6-7 years ago, it was just me sliding around. You know, I done been there everywhere, you know, by myself. But I have these boys, you know, and I have one in school, even though he's homeschooled. I have to make sure that everything aligns for me. And I think that I have to put him in, like, a national homeschooling thing. So, therefore, it's not predicated to the, you know, said state, you know, that he's in or whatever, whatnot. But anywho, I have to worry about them, you know, now. But I'm still, like, I want my kids to see the world. I want my kids to travel and see this beautiful place just as well as I have. So I am very open to moving to make my relationship work, especially being that, you know, out of two people, one, you know, probably is like, no, I don't want to leave from where I'm at. And I'm the type of person, I'd be like, okay, I'll do it. I'll move. I'll relocate. But granted, here's the only thing for me. At this stage in my life, if I relocate for a relationship, we got to be married.
I can see that.
We got to be married. If we're not married, I don't care how much I like you, how much I want you, how much we get along. If for any reason you cannot come to Atlanta and marry me, then we don't need to be rocking anyways, because that's showing a sign of weakness. That's showing, like, some financial instability. That's showing some issues. You know what I'm saying? So I don't want to move anywhere to automatically off top become a breadwinner. You know what I'm saying? I want it to be a joint effort. You know, we all fall down, and that's okay, but it shouldn't be coming in the door. You know what I'm saying? Like, that you know, 100% breadwinner, unless it's like, you know, everything's set and there's no mortgage at all and it's small bills and, you know, whatever. But, yeah, I would. But I would have to be married. So that would mean that, you know, you have to come to Atlanta. You know, we have to get that vibe. You know, we got to get that, you know, we got to get those vows out. Because I'm not going to move just, you know, I'm not going to just move on GP to be like, oh, okay, well, yeah, I came over here with my babe. I moved to be with my husband, you know. So what's your take on it?
So my take, this is, like I said, I think, once again, shout out to you, because I think this is just a fascinating topic, and this is a topic that's coming up, you know what I'm saying, like more and more. You know, I was just talking to one of my associates about this, you know what I'm saying? We were just, you know, chopping it up, and people was just talking about different places. And it's funny you said Texas, because, you know, the person I was talking to was saying Texas too, as we were just, you know, throwing different, places out. So, you know, just to, I guess, bring the listeners behind the curtain a little bit, like this, like me and my wife necessarily did this. We did it when we was young. You know, I've been with my wife a long time. When I say a long time, it's a long time. You know what I'm saying?
How long you been with your wife? You are always trying not to get. How long you been with your wife?
No, a long time. Just a long time. Put it like that. A long time. So I'm, you know what I'm saying?
You had already told us how old you was in real life, so you can tell us how long a long time.
No, it's a long time. Just put it like that. A long time, right? So what I'm just saying. So listen. So basically, way back in the day, when I was Cleveland, you know what I'm saying? So this is many moons ago, you know what I'm saying? So Cleveland, it seemed like I just had outgrown Cleveland, you know what I'm saying? And me and my wife, who was really young, this is when we first started even talking to each other and stuff like that. So we was really young in our relationship. So I still had a lot to see. And like I said, even though we're married now, we had our ups and downs. We, you know, we wasn't always tight like we have. So we always kind of, on my end, I always had like a kind of like an open relationship until I really got married, and then like I really got, you know, serious with her, and like, you know, now I'm good. That's why I say happy wife, happy life, or, you know, hashtag happily married man. But before then, you know what I'm saying, I know my wife, you know, she liked New York, and then, you know, I always had like I had an uncle up here in New York, and I always just was fascinated by New York a little bit, you know what I'm saying, just the whole cultural thing. But Cleveland too, Cleveland was my heart. But at the same time, you come to an age, well, for me, when I was younger, and, you know, I was in school in Cleveland and stuff like that, college, but, you know, it was just some things tugging at me, you know what I'm saying, where I was starting to get into some shit, you know what I'm saying, I ain't going to go into it, but I was just starting to, you know what I'm saying, it was like Cleveland just, if I would have stayed in Cleveland, I don't know what could have happened. So I was like, I got to the point where I was like, I got to get out of here or things could go really left, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, my wife had came up here first, and I had already been, like, kind of casing out New York, you know what I'm saying? So I would come just on little trips and stuff, and, like, I'm like, damn, this shit is dead. And this was a different type of New York, way different than it is now, you know what I'm saying? But I was just fascinated by, like, the city and, like, how you didn't need a car necessarily to get around, and then, like, how it's just all type of just different people from all aspects.
And I just felt the way my mind was working at that time that I just needed this cultural, you know what I'm saying, just to experience something different. So, we made the move, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, my wife got up here first, and then I came up here shortly after. And, it worked for me and her because we've always had that foundation, Cleveland foundation, both of us. And even though, we even got up here, met different people and did different things, we always kept it tight. So that really worked for us. Now, fast forward to where we are now, 2020. And like I said, I've been really wanting to get back on my traveling. Like, right before we started this show, I was really traveling a lot. Like, I was going to California. I went to Miami. Just a few different places, Atlanta, And I was just like, damn, these are all like cool ass cities. And then, I've just been kind of grinding these last few years. And then lately, I started traveling, went to Philly last year, went to Detroit this year. And so now I got the mind state where I really want to buy some properties, some rental properties. And I'm kind of like, now when I go to these different cities, I'm trying to look to see what the real estate is looking like. How can I buy some property, flip it, whatever, and just grow my empire that way? So it's funny that you say that because now I'm looking like, I want to relocate, but I want to relocate in a way where I can leverage some shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, come up with another income, strategy as far as real estate. So now, I definitely want to relocate. So I like Brooklyn being my headquarters. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people, and it's so funny too, and I think this works for me and my wife, being that we wasn't born and raised here, we got a kind of different mentality because we got that Cleveland connection where we can go back home and slow it down because the New York will eat you up and spit you out. It's fast paced here all the time. Everybody here rude as fuck. You know what I'm saying? So you got to get into this mode. You know what I'm saying? If you don't get into this mode, you will not make it here. So, and it's expensive as shit. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, like I said, so Cleveland, with it being slow, I can always get back and just kind of re-energize my batteries like I did, a couple weeks ago. And now I'm back and I'm ready to be recharged. So I guess long story short, when I went to Detroit, and now, like I said, I used to go back and forth to Detroit when I was younger because, I had family out there as well. But I was there as a kid, So I never really was able to experience it as an adult. And now just going back, now I just see it's for the taking, So it's so many different places out here in the United States where you can make it happen. So, of course, I will relocate if it was right. But I still kind of want to keep, I wouldn't want to just let New York go. I would want to like have something in New York and then be able to move something and then go back and forth. You know what I'm saying? So that's the goal for me is to have properties in different places and different states where I can just, I can be here for 6 months or I can be here for a couple of months. Or I can be here. So I definitely, I call it conquering new lands. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Raekwon. I think I heard that on like a rap song way back in the day. I think he said that, but yeah, man, you got to get out here. You got to put your flag down in certain places because there's so many different opportunities in different places. And I love, like I said, I pride myself on being adaptable. And I love just getting into whatever city I'm in, the culture of that city, and just vibing with it. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man, I think it's dope. And then getting back to my original point, what I was saying about New York, you speak to a lot of New Yorkers nowadays, they're like, especially people that's born and raised in New York, they are just over it. You know what I'm saying? They can't wait because they seeing how expensive and how fast New York is. And so when they get out and they travel to these different places, or they go to Atlanta or they go, to the Midwest somewhere, or they go out to the West Coast, they're like, damn, like this shit is so calmer, you know what I'm saying? It's cheaper, you know what I'm saying? So that's a big topic for discussion. So, to answer your question, yes, I've done it once and I would do it again. But like I said, I don't want to just totally cut my ties with New York because I do got a special love for New York. I think me and my wife both, we like are New Yorkers now. But at the same time, we yearn for, different cultures in different places. So, that's my take on it.
Okay.
So I definitely would. So, so you said Texas is kind of on your radar.
Your wife is from Cleveland as well.
Exactly. We both Cleveland representatives to the fullest. Yep.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Oh, you thought my wife was from here? From New York? Of course, you thought she was just from not Cleveland. Yeah, no, man. So that's what I said. So many moons ago, we kind of, you know, made this transition. But yeah, you know what I'm saying? So that's how I feel about it, man. Like, I think this is, you know, so when you just, you know, especially like when you already, if you, like you said, if you was to meet somebody and y'all really vibed and y'all got married and y'all met and kind of, you know, I guess maybe set up a solid foundation in Atlanta, you know what I'm saying, first, and then you move someplace else. Yeah, I think that's the way to do it. You know what I'm saying? Because now,
but it don't always happen like that, though. You know what I'm saying? It's not always where you have a like. I would love that. You know, I would love that. You know, I know that eventually I'm going to have multiple places. Places in different states. I need something in Florida for sure. I definitely need something in Atlanta. And if I leave Atlanta, you know, I'm going to have something where, you know, where I am there. But it doesn't
property,
necessarily mean that it happens there, because when you have something, you have to build that foundation with said person first. So wherever that place is, that's where you guys have to build your foundation. And then you have to grow, you know. So
from
it's
there,
levels to it, but it can't always be done 100% right. And the levels are basically what you guys can stand, withstand, and, you know, go through. And you know, when you're moving away, you got to have a different mindset, because guess what? That person is going
to
piss you
that.
Off. That person is going to, you know, do something and that makes you feel like, you know, why did I do this? And you got to get past all of those moments before you can, you know, even say, okay, let's expand and let's do anything.
I'm going to be honest with
you. You got to go through those moments.
You.
It's not going to be an easy task. Like,
I'm going to let you know something. Don't lose your train of thought. I'm going to got something to say after you finish going. But go ahead.
Yeah, it's not going to be like an it's just not, because, listen, love, real love, it's actually easy. But you still have to go through tests. So the test is going to be, can you be with this person if they down? Can you be with this person when other folks are talking about this person? Can you be with this person when, you know, when the low vibrational spirits are trying to, you know, separate that? When you speak of love, people just be like, ooh, I like him. I like her. I like the sex. And, ooh, they attractive to me. I love him. He called me. She called me. That's the surface shit. That's high school love. You know what I'm saying? When you are at the stage where you are speaking on stability and you are seeking stability, which is where I am at this time, and I told you guys, but I said I'll never, you know, until I'm married, I'm not giving my relationship status. I'm not saying if I'm single. I'm not saying if I'm in a relationship. I'm not saying what I got. I'm just saying until I'm married, you know, I'm not giving a status. But I'm not married, so, of course, there we go. But stability is very important. You know what I'm saying? Like, my kids are getting older. I'm getting older.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Look at what, if this pandemic has not showed you anything, it showed you that you need to, it showed me that I need to get it together. Like, I can be the best businesswoman in the world. I can be the best mommy in the world. But I really, it takes a team. And you need a teammate, somebody that is willing to do the right thing, somebody that's willing to be the leader, the king, the father, you know, the best friend, you know, and so, and vice versa. Because she has to be willing to be all of that for said person. So it's a lot that goes into relocating across country, but if it's somebody that speaks volumes, if there's somebody that you really want to be with, you'll do it.
Yeah, that works out. Yeah,
it don't matter if you got a foundation where you're at, then you move. It don't matter if you got money in your pocket, if you don't. You're going to have a plan, right? Because a goal without a plan is just a dream. So as long as you have a plan, you can move towards reaching this goal. And if it is, you know, moving, you know, across the country or moving to another country, if you feel it in your heart, you know, you get it done. And you can't allow the pressure of what's happening in that environment to weigh on you like, I shouldn't have moved over. You know how we is, Ty. Y'all ladies out there, y'all know, oh, I shouldn't have moved way over here. Oh, I moved way over here for you. Oh, why I had to come way over here and you taking me through this? We can't throw in what we did every corner you turn. And men, you can't, man, I'd have moved all the way over here. I ain't got time for this shit. I'm going back home. Like, you have to, you gotta balance it out. So I suggest if you are moving across country that you find your own job before you get there, that you find your own place before you get there, that you have a car before you get there. At least have those things, right?
You got to
map all
that.
So when you are there and when you get there, no matter what happens, you still have your own. And you still can stay there for your year. And if y'all ain't got back together or if it don't work, you can always move home. You can always move home. Stack your money up. And guess what? If you can't stack your money up to move back, it ain't for you to move back. It's for you to go there. So let me tell you my story. I was in Baton Rouge. And when I was there, you know, I was getting in. And Baton Rouge is small. But I went to Baton Rouge and just turned all the way up. You know what I'm saying? And
okay.
So I had met a guy he's from Florida, but he was living here in Atlanta. And I had came to Atlanta one time when I was young, but that's it. Now, me and this guy, we were talking a lot of business that evolved into a relationship-type situation. You know what I'm saying? He was Aquarius. I was Aquarius. I loved him to the core. I still got mad loving him now. So, I was going back and forth between Baton Rouge and Atlanta, you know. I made the trip like 3-4 times, you know what I'm saying? And out of nowhere, he was just like, man, come out here. Why are you still way over there? Come over here. And me, I'm all in, nose wide open. Man, let's do it, right?
Yeah.
I get to Atlanta. I went online, and I found a place, right? There's the stars aligning for me to make this move. I found a place. It was a house, a split-level house, big old house, $900 a month. I was like, dang, like, that's cheap. I got here. 2 weeks after I got here, it was more for business, though, for me. You know what I'm saying? Like, we was kicking it, and I fucked with him, but it was more on business. So I'm going to get that situated. So 2 weeks after I got here, he and I were no longer talking.
Damn, 2 weeks?
When I got here, I realized that he just wanted money. I was getting money. He wanted money. It was some things that I just didn't want to deal with. And let me tell you something. For 1 month, I cried every day. I got up. I had my foundation. I had my family. I had my support system, everything in Baton Rouge. And I moved to Atlanta. I am now in Atlanta. I don't have anybody that I can think of to call in Atlanta. I am in this big-ass house by myself in Atlanta. I was not driving because I stayed on the road so much, but I'm in Atlanta. I don't know nothing about Atlanta. I cried
no
and cried.
Yeah, no, that seems like that's tough at the time.
I cried.
I
called back
to
Baton Rouge telling my people, man, I'm coming back. They said, no, stay over there. You left.
Yeah.
Stay there.
Yeah.
And something so good went so bad, right? And so I said, F it. You know, I couldn't sit there. I had to get on the road, right? And so I left for about 4 weeks. Came back, slept for a couple nights, left again. I end up meeting somebody in Atlanta, but I called my girl out of Florida. I said, come move to Atlanta with me. I'm up here. I got this big-ass house. And it's just me. And when she came there, we started going out, and I started absolutely loving Atlanta. That was in 2009. It's 2020. So understand, like, even when I went back home to have my son, after I had my son, I came back. I was so scared to come here with my two kids, right? And guess what? Yeah. I got back here in August of last year. From August till December of last year, it was hell. Okay? Mm. It was hell for me. It was a lot going on. Like, I wouldn't, you know, it was just a lot going on. You know what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
And my mind was already not at ease because I'm already nervous. And guess what? After that, everything took off. So I'm saying, like, even now, I just feel like, you know, pay attention to the cycle. It's all tests. The universe will not align for you to be somewhere if you're not supposed to be there. But when you get there, you may go through something when you get there. But it's just a test for you to see, like, okay, we're going to break you in. You got to go through something because you're going to reach new levels. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I went through what I went through because I reached new heights when I got here to Atlanta. I became an internationally known individual when I got here to Atlanta. I've done so much, you know what I'm saying? So I had to go through it. When I came back, I left everything in Florida. I had to go through those couple of months to turn around and buy everything in my house brand new, to reach those new levels. So when you are about to take that next that step to the next level, when you are about to have an increase, you're going to go through something. I have every single time.
Yeah.
But I know on the flip side, where I feel like, oh, my God, there's no way out, on the flip side, that shit be so amazing because I didn't fold when I was going through it. I didn't revert back to my old ways. I just stayed focused. I prayed. I stayed on what I needed to stay on. And therefore, you get out of that thing. So I share my story for people that, you know, do want to go. And then you get there, and then something goes left, or you feel like they're not into you as much because your mind is already like, oh, my God, I moved cross country, and what is this? You got to go through those things for it to get great. It can get great in a month. It can get great in 6 months. But what I'm saying is anything that's worth having is worth fighting for, and I don't have anything that I have not fought for myself with the universe saying I'm worthy of this. You got to show the universe you're worthy of what you have. That's my advice to you, because you know I've done it, I've seen it, and it's just me talking myself through it. Now I go and do something that's absolutely amazing, and then I don't have to go through nothing. Listen, honey, listen, I deserve it. I deserve it.
Sometimes you need some layups. Like, all right, this was easy, all right, but you know, just know it's not always going to be that way. But sometimes you get that little just bonus. Like that's when you just aligned and. You know, the momentum just carries you. You know what I'm saying? You're like, oh, shit. It's just, you know what I'm saying? I wasn't even expecting this blessing. And there you go. You
mm-hmm.
know what I'm saying? So,
and there you go. You go. And so yeah, it's so much that has happened in my life. But I would move. I wouldn't say in a heartbeat because you can't get married in a heartbeat, you know, just to anybody. But once we are aligned and it's supposed to be what it is and we marry, man, listen, I'd be like, what's up? I'm doing the show from X, Y, and Z. Yeah, Atlanta sounds good for business. You know, it sounds good for business or whatever the case may be. But, you know, it's just some other things that I feel like. I feel like I am going to move, though, because this is before anything.
Okay,
like, you
kind of just feeling it. Like, so you kind of like, it seems like the vibe I'm getting, it seems like, you know, Atlanta is, you know, it's dope, but, you know, you kind of, it just seemed like you got something in you that was just like, all right, I want to try something else now. You know what
it's
I mean?
Saying, yeah, it's saying bigger. So even if I go somewhere and it's smaller, it's still going to be bigger for me. So it's saying,
yeah.
You know, the voice, you know, what it's telling me,
you might just be over
bigger,
Atlanta now.
Bigger. You know, it's time to do something else. It's not like I go out. Like, if you partying a lot, Atlanta is a great place to be. I don't party. I'm not trying to be in nobody clique. The business that I do, I can do wherever I am in the United States. That's the good part about me doing
that. That mode to travel. Facts.
No, I'm not going. Somebody just sent me the message. No, I'm not moving back to Florida. Florida is out of the question. Mississippi is out of the question. Texas, thus far, is out of the question.
Okay, wait, hold on.
You know,
Dallas? Oh, because of the, you're saying, or...
Man, that shit's too expensive. For me by myself, no. I really have to be married to go to Dallas, honey.
But I've been hearing about what you think about because didn't you say North Carolina, like Charlotte? I'm hearing like things about Charlotte, North Carolina.
Somebody
Charlotte
else
like
just said
spot.
Charlotte to me this morning. Like, what you think about Charlotte? I'm definitely thinking of Milwaukee.
Wait, hold on. Double back. I'm the type of person, you can't just say something and then just keep going. And like, now Milwaukee, let me dissect this. What made you, because Milwaukee is kind of like, all right, like that's just an interesting place to me. Like, what makes you say Milwaukee? Like, you know, I just want to know Milwaukee.
I was in
like,
Milwaukee before.
Okay. So what's Milwaukee?
I was in like 2012.
Okay.
I want to say I was in Milwaukee, 2012, 2000, the very, very beginning of 2013.
So what's that like out there?
It is different. It's different. It is like all the buildings, all the houses are wood.
Okay.
It's beautiful. Like downtown, you have a scenery. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, it's nice.
Okay.
Oh, she said I didn't say move. I was talking about. She said Kansas City. I've never been to Kansas City. I don't think. But when I was in Milwaukee, I actually had a good time. Of course, I went to relocate to Milwaukee at that time.
Good.
And again,
something happened.
Something happened. But I was not in the position to get over, to battle what was happening. And the person that I was there with was not in the position to assist me with getting over what had happened. You know what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
It was just a situation that the universe did not want me there at that time.
It wasn't meant to be.
Exactly. I still had to grow. I still had to accomplish some things. I had two kids. You know, since then, you know, my kids had purpose. I had to align myself to be in position before that could happen. You know what I'm saying? And so now I don't mind trying it again because I feel like, okay, I came to handle my purpose. I've had my children and I've done what I was supposed to do, you know, on this end. So if the universe aligns for me to get there, it's going to align perfectly. For it to happen, and that's the only way. If it aligns perfectly, which I feel like it, you know, it will. For me to go back there, I like it. It's low key. It's still a lot of stuff to do. They eat different, you know. They definitely eat different there. That's where I learned about the walking taco. Being
out
there,
the walking taco. What the hell is that?
Yeah, walking taco. It's where they get like a bag of Doritos. Like the red bag of Doritos, and then they put the melted nacho cheese in there, and then some people have the ground beef in there, and you know you can top it with sour cream, but it's really like the ground beef and the nacho cheese, and that's what they eat. They shake it up and they call it the walking taco.
Oh, you just walk with it and just eat that shit. All right.
That's
yeah. Walking taco. All right. That kind of makes sense too. I was like, I never thought about that. I ain't the walking taco.
Right, right. So
taco.
That's why I found that. So
that's
yeah, Milwaukee is absolutely very very high on the list. I've always liked Tennessee. Of course, I used to be in Tennessee an awful lot, but I never I don't know anybody there anymore. Or that I
what part
can remember
of
that I know anybody.
Memphis, Nashville, what?
Yep, I love
Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
You know what though? So it's funny you said Nashville. Like shout out to my homie Aldo. You know he called in a couple times, but he's in Memphis, Tennessee. You know what I'm saying? He been kind of like you know spread his wings out in Memphis, man. But but Nashville, to me, like I said, I'm on the outside looking. I've never been to Memphis. I think I might have drove through Tennessee, but I never stopped in there and really seen it. But anyway, Nashville, that seems like, and I don't want to sound racist, but it is what it is, but that seems like that's just a white version of Atlanta to me.
It just seems like if you, you know, young, white,
you're
whatever,
exactly
like
right.
Nashville is Nashville is popping, you know what I'm saying? Like, if it's like,
yeah,
hey,
and
okay.
It is popping, and they, like they're saying, like so many people, they were like, it's like 100 people a day moving to Nashville, so Nashville is getting overpopulated.
Like,
you know, that's
the
where
way
the country
black people
music
move
at.
That's the way white people
country music
Nashville.
Hall of Fame. Yep. The same way they did that. Yep.
Yeah, that's funny. Like, yo, see, I be on it.
That's like, okay, you gotta think. I love, like, low key places. That's why, like, who would have thought, like, I would have moved to Baton Rouge? Yes, Baton Rouge is the capital of Louisiana, but it's Baton Rouge. You know what I'm saying? It's low key.
Yeah.
And so that's why I like Milwaukee. That's why, like, I like the low key spots. You know what I'm saying? I like the low key spots.
Yeah.
I like being ducked off. Because, no matter where I am, I'm going to stand out. You know what I'm saying? And who knows what you can, you know, what you can accomplish, especially when you're bringing something like that. Now, I also be closer to Canada, and you know I want to start traveling in Canada, doing my thing in Canada.
That's how I felt with Detroit, you know. But, yeah, go
ahead. Somebody said the Doritos in a bag is a county jail thing. No, they call it Walker Taco in Milwaukee. Y'all might do it in the county jail, but they call it Walker Taco.
That's some new shit. I never thought about that shit, though. Walker Taco.
Yeah, and Milwaukee is 1 hour from Chicago. You're right next door to.
Yeah.
You're not far from Nebraska. You're not far from St. Louis.
Yeah.
You're literally in the middle of the country at that point.
Yeah, true.
You're in the middle in the north. Like, you know, Milwaukee is right there next to Canada.
Yeah, man. That's why, you know, it's all about traveling, man. Seeing, because, you know, I mean, and, you know, I want to do some world travel. It's some places that I definitely have to get off my bucket list.
So
but
have you and your wife thought about, like, leaving New York?
Somewhat, yeah. I mean, like, not like, serious thought, but, you know, it's run across my mind. But like I said, my whole thing is, I want to, I mean, and, you know, speaking this into existence, I really, you know, want to start buying some properties. And but I want to, like, you know, case these, like, places out, get some properties, and I want to just have multiple places. You know, I don't want to just be in New York. I want to be able to just be in New York for an amount of time and then go someplace else. And then, you know, at a certain point, if, you know, New York just doesn't work for me no more, then I can let it go. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I want
to
relocate.
Shout out to Nebraska, Corn Huskers.
You know what I'm saying?
My baby mama from Nebraska, so that's what she just said. Shout out Nebraska. Shout out to Nebraska, Corn Huskers.
Yeah. So that's how I kind of feel about that, though. Yeah,
when
Nebraska,
I first met her, she was like, I'm from Nebraska. I was like, we got black people in Nebraska. And then I actually went to Nebraska, and I was like, damn, this shit black.
Really? Oh,
I didn't know Nebraska was black like that.
Really?
Hell yeah. I was like, okay. So
what city in Nebraska is black? What city in Nebraska is black? There's got to be a city. But yeah, man. So, you know, I mean, like I said, the more and more I get out here and travel and case out certain places and, like, you know, when we, you know, find some just good property, that'll be a second place. You know what I'm saying? So that's, you know, that's kind of like
Omaha. Omaha is black.
Omaha.
You remember
Nebraska.
Belly?
Okay. Yeah.
Man, okay, so we into it. Y'all know me, man. I'm going to get more Benz up out of New York, man. I know he loves it, and it's amazing. But you know what? He want to do so many things in New York, so expensive, and I really want him to get out of New York. You know, and then go back and buy something in New York. Go buy something somewhere else and then go back to New York to visit. But, you know, I'm going to keep working on him on that, man. Let's get into the world-famous chop-up, man.
Yes. All right. So, yeah, so this is, you know, my favorite part of the show. This is the part of the show where I like to just talk my shit. on certain things that I thought was just interesting through the week. So we got about 25 minutes. So I'm going to try to drag this as much as I can.
Oh, you got a short one? I ain't know it was short. Well, I should have known that because, you know, if you got something long, you'll be like, all right, we're just getting this real famous topic.
Yeah. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to try to drag this out as long as I can. But I know this first topic, you had some stuff to talk about. So let's get into the, you know, the Monica Brandy versus. So, I was like, I don't know, it's kind of like, you know, this ain't really my flavor, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, my wife, you know, she, you know, grew up listening to Brandy and Monica. So, and then Monica got a couple joints I like, and Brandy too, you know what I'm saying? So, I was like, you know what, little date night, we just, you know, watch a verse, put a verses on the TV, and we just kind of kicking back, and we just, you know, checking it out. And I was, you know, starting off boring. Like, they was just, you know, kind of just going back and forth. And like, oh, you know, like, oh, so cool. Like, you know, we've been in it. We've kind of been neck and neck through our whole careers and stuff like that. But then it got pretty cool. You know what I'm saying? So I want to shout out Monica. I for one, I like Monica's outfit. You know, I'm not attracted to necessarily neither one of them. They're not my type of female or nothing like that. But I just feel I respect them. You know what I'm saying? Like,
Mo's type is the stripper females. Mo likes the stripper body females.
Exactly. You know, so Monica, you know, she's slim thug, you know what I'm saying? But I thought she looked nice in her outfit. You know, like I said, not my style. Not my style of female, but you know, so, you know, you gotta work with what you can work with. You know what I'm saying? If you don't got the curves and stuff like that, you just gotta, you know, make do. So I thought the little Fendi joint was kind of wild. You know what I'm saying? The way she kind of had it. Because I thought her pants were boots at first. So I thought that was kind of interesting about her outfit. And then Brandy, you know, I got like a more respect from Brandy of seeing her on the verses. And I think that's why the verses are so good. Because, you know, artists you might have slept on was like, okay, they had a couple songs I like, but, you know, I wasn't really a fan. Then you see them in the verses and you see them in a new light. That's kind of what happened with me and Brandy. Like, because Brandy, you know, always, you know, me and Brandy, like, probably, like, the same age. You know what I'm saying? So, neck and neck. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, her style of music was young. You know what I'm saying? Even though probably, like, the same age, I've always had, like, an older kind of more, you know, just style of music. You know, raw. Like, you know, I like street shit. You know what I'm saying? As far as music, I ain't even gonna lie. But Brandy, it was cool. Like, it took me back. It was nostalgic. You know what I'm saying? I remember when Brandy, you know, went to prom with Kobe, and then she had that first album, the I Didn't Want to Be Down, and, you know, the song she had off of it. But I will say this. So Brandy, what kind of turned me off from Brandy was, like, it just seemed like I was hearing, like, certain, like, just weird stories. And, like, everybody has that life, and I guess it just unravels a certain way. But, like, you know, because, you know, me and my wife, one of our guilty pleasures is watching Love & Hip Hop. So I remember watching one of the episodes of Love & Hip Hop, and they had those, the dudes, Immature. You know, it was like a young group back in the day or whatever, right? But the one little dude, when he was younger, had the eye patch. And what was kind of interesting, that I never knew about this, but in one of the episodes of Love & Hip Hop Hollywood, it turns out the dude got blinded in his eye from Brandy. I don't know if people knew that, but she was talking to Ray J about it. Like, oh, yeah, like, we was playing when we was kids, and I threw, like, a book, and the book had one of those, like, I don't know, certain, like, I don't want to say Bibles or something like that, but certain books had those, like kind of, like, metal kind of ends on the book.
Yeah.
So I guess the corners don't get, you know, I guess, messed up. So I guess she threw the book at the dude, and the book, that corner sharp edge ended up poking him in the eye, and he went blind. So I thought that was weird. And then, you know, if I'm not mistaken, Brandy also had, like, kind of like a I think she hit somebody in the car, and then the person died.
Yeah, and it's not her, but it's just, like, you got to understand, from Brandy Caitlin, and this is something that, you know, I'm glad you touched on those things,
yeah.
Right? It's not Brandy that – it's not her person, because she's the sweetest person ever. You know what I'm saying?
It's what's
casted over her. You know, Brandy came into the music industry at a very young age. And when you think – just think about this. When you think you don't have good luck, just think about Brandy's luck. You know what I'm saying? Brandy just does not have good luck to the point she had really
tragic
secluded
shit.
Herself. And she stopped going places. She stopped driving. Like, you got to think what she's going through that accidents just keep happening like that.
Yeah, major accidents. You
and
know what
she's
I'm saying?
So sweet. But it's said that, you know, when you come in that music industry, like you're dealing with a bunch of black magic, you're dealing with a bunch of evil spirited people. And granted, just think about it, if that did happen that way with her and Monica, where she had all of her music pulled off, you know what I'm saying, and so on and so forth, you never know. Somebody could have put something on her. And she not knowing, you know what I'm saying, how that goes. She could have been cursed before she even got here, but that's just not, like, she's sweet as can be. She just, she has a curse on her.
So, you know, and that's what we thought, you know what I'm saying, because you picked up on that, too. So, at that point, like, it was something, like, about Brandy. I was like, I don't know if I, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, I was feeling like she got a certain crazy, like, energy to surround her. I don't know if I even want to tap into that energy whatsoever. But what was cool about the verses is, and this is bringing back my point, like, it makes you see people in a different light. I just saw how she has a beautiful smile, you know what I'm saying? And I just saw the joy, and like you said, just the sweetness of her. And then, I respected how much she knows about just music, the way it's made and the way it's, you know, to the point that I was just listening to her.
They talking
like,
about if Brandy write one more goddamn poem. If Brandy, they say one more goddamn poem, I'm over
poem,
and over.
Poem,
like,
poem
I've seen them
much.
Cracking on them. So here's the thing. I was, like, it was Brandy and Monica. So basically, you know, Monica, to me, always had better vocals than Brandy. Now, Brandy can sing her tail off. But I like that. I like that rough shit that Monica be bringing. And then Monica is a hood chick. So I just kind of took to Monica more than, you know what I'm saying?
Okay,
so, but, you know, at the end of the day, you know, I salute both of them. You know, they doing their thing. And Brandy more. And they actually were on Apple's out of the top 40. Brandy and Monica had 30 songs out of the top 40.
Yeah, and they had a million views. I think they had the highest rating, you know what I'm saying, like as far as viewership. So people definitely tuned in. And the last thing I would say, like, you know, like you said, Monica definitely has a strong voice. You know, for her to be so slim and, you know, kind of little, her voice is powerful. She was saying she'd been singing like that since she was like 12 years old. I was just like, damn. You know what I'm saying? So that just made me just give a whole, you know, I always had that respect for Monica. But then, like, when she was just telling her stories, I was just like, wow. Like, and then the stuff she was talking about, woman, because she had a woman voice at 12, 13 years old. You know what I'm saying? So I just thought that was amazing. And then the Brandy part, the last part I'll say about Brandy was, I mean, I think she can become like a music teacher if she wants. I mean, because the way she was just talking about musically and, you know, I don't know how some of the terms she was using, but I forgot one of the terms that she used, but like when they stacking the voices together and singing background and all this other stuff, I mean, I was really learning some stuff. So, I just thought it was just good. I thought the
Let me find
was good.
Come around and speak for the R&B album. I'm going to know something.
No doubt. So, you know, all in all, you know what I'm saying, even though it was like really girly or whatever, it was kind of cool. You know, especially watching it.
It's cool. And speaking of Monica, she's the one that supposedly, I think we touched on this last week, but it kind of got heated and Smooth didn't call in this week, bastard. But she's the one that's supposedly going up to try to help get – she recruited Kim Kardashian to assist her in getting C. Murder out of prison. And to me, I just feel like, you know, everybody talked down on Master P, but Master P did what he could to get C. Murder out. Master P spent a lot of money when C. Murder got in there to get him out, and he could not get him out. These motherfucking pigs in Louisiana is a whole different than what y'all understand. Master P made it out. You know what I'm saying? Master P made it out. Master P took over. They don't like him. You see, they tried to railroad Boosie. And Boosie had, you know, he just had the power to finagle himself out of Louisiana. Louisiana try to hide us, especially if you or your family is well known, they are going to try to hide you. For nothing in the world, Master P could not get C Murder out. They're saying C Murder innocent. People recanted their stories. Nothing he could do. Okay. Yeah. Now Monica done got a divorce. Okay. You got three kids. Now you got a divorce. Now you coming out saying you done been down with him this whole time. You done been visiting him the whole time, and you just focus on getting him home. And now Kim Kardashian is backing her, saying, "I believe she's innocent."
I think
she's
gonna get out too. I really believe that. I think C. Murray's gonna get out.
But I mean, Kim Kardashian has a whole different type of power. This is a family of billionaires. That shit don't have nothing to do with if he's innocent or not. If Kim Kardashian backs that, it's game over because they have power. They are in the top. They're in the top
masterpiece,
probably 10 percenters, you know, in the country. Their whole family's a damn near
billionaire. That's a lot of money. And then you still got Master P. You know what I'm saying? His money long.
Yeah, but Master P, at this point, he ain't got to do nothing because, you know, Kardashian done, Kardashian done put her name on it. And so, basically, you know, C Murder, you know, I think he's going to come home this time. He did 18 years. I just believe if he did it or not, 18 years is enough time. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I think.
Whether
I think
he did
it
or not. Yeah, 18 years, that's his sentence. I know people that kill people and get out in 10, how he got a whole life sentence. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, keep
that
in mind. You know, it's one of those things that he's going to come home. I just, like, you know, Monica, don't come out shitting on his brother because he ain't continuously spending his money. And then his whole family come out talking shit about P. That he helped bury his grandmama or mama, or he helped do this and helped doing that. And I said, that's just the audacity of people to think because you got money that you supposed to spend your money on getting them rich. Spend your money on they mess, they fuck up. Spend your money on them. That's not how life go. That's not, you weren't with that man shooting at the gym. You weren't with that man doing all these things. And if he put everybody on, look at it now. He put everybody on. How many of them still on right now?
Yeah, they all fell off. All of them.
That's the whole thing that you got to look at. That's the thing that I just learned. I just learned that myself, okay? If you, plenty of people are in position. If you have been in position over and over and over again, I done took $2,000 and made that motherfucker look like a couple hundred thousand. You feel me? That's all I need to jump on my feet to do what I got to do. Look how many times this man done put everybody on. When somebody got money and they lose it and they never get back on, it is not your duty to continue to bring them back up.
Right.
It's not your duty
to
continue to give them.
I totally agree with. I totally agree with, man.
You can't do that.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, all of that, you know, I guess all that in the mix, you know, maybe.
Just put a sex. Who just put a sex tape out?
Okay. All right. We got this stuff coming through.
I'm trying to ask who just put a sex tape. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's like nobody owe y'all nothing. We out here grinding, losing sleep, getting 5, 6, maybe 7 hours of sleep, doing what the hell we got to do to make it happen. When we make it happen, we don't make it happen to come back and just continue to get to y'all and take care of y'all. No. Listen, once my shit break the way I want it to break, beyond my wildest dreams, it's my household. It's me, my husband, my kids. It ain't all of them. It ain't doing all that. Listen, y'all got to do that shit on y'all own. If you couldn't buy a Benz before I had some money, why am I going to go spend my money to buy you a Benz? Because you ain't going to be able to keep up with it. Like, these are the lessons that I have learned. And the universe wanted me to see those because my heart is so big. And when I hit, I'd be wanting to make sure everybody's straight. And I had to get out of that. I had to get out of that. You know what I'm saying? Trying to make sure everybody's straight. It's about my household and my household only. It's not about any of that. Now, it's some people at home that I'm going to go and, you know, shoot a little something to. But once I shoot them, when I shoot them, they better not be calling me every time some shit go wrong. That's a no-go. You're going to get blocked.
Yeah. You're going to get
blocked. So, salute the Master P, man. Every, you know, they was talking noise about him and him not taking care of them. Man, look, he put everybody around him on. He the only one still on. Him and Romeo. His son followed in his footsteps.
Facts. Facts. You put him in position, and, you know, Romeo seems like he wanted
to. It got to be
position.
In you. I posted,
yeah,
it got to be in you. They don't hate me because of me. They hate me because it's in me and not in them. If you fall off and you don't jump back up, man, listen, I know people that done fell off and they holding on to fame from 15, 20 years ago and ain't got back on yet. And I'm talking about got back on yet. It's not in you. You got an opportunity. You after that opportunity was over, that's done. Because it's not in you to get to where you really think that you belong. That was just, you know, a part of your journey. Now you got to settle into the life that you have. Is this in you or is not? That's just how I go. But that's all. That's all I had to say. But, you know, I was so pissed at how they was coming for Master P. And P out here grinding his ass off. You know, P got noodles. P got his children got cleaning supplies. Listen, P around here doing. P got rice. P got pancakes and syrup.
That's what I'm saying.
Master
that's
P is doing it.
He's a businessman first. He was that artist shit was just a hustle to get to where he is. You know what I'm saying? To diversify his hustle in all different areas. So shout out to Master P.
Hey, Master
yeah,
P got rice.
He good, man. So that, yeah, that's what's up, man. So that was that. And then, okay, so now we got about 9 minutes of the show. So now, you know what I'm saying, that Monica Brandy verses kind of did what I needed to do. We needed to kind of expand so I can finish up strong with these. All right,
I'm going to be quiet. Go on and take off.
All right, so the show that I was telling you all about. So, you know, shout out to Power and, you know, when I get around to it, I'll definitely check that out and give you my review on that. But in the meantime, what I'm on right now, I got to say shout out to Snowfall, okay? So I'm going to put you all out there. There's some people that's hip to it, some people that's not. I don't know if you're hip to it, Black, but Snowfall is on. It's an FX show, but if you have Hulu, you know, it's three seasons. So I finished season one, I finished season two, and now I'm into season three, and then I'll be caught up. But basically, not to give it away, but just to give y'all a synopsis of what it's all about. First off, I'm gonna say Snowfall is a great history lesson. The characters is awesome. The storylines are great, and the casting is good. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what I look for when I'm looking at a show or a movie or something like that. Because even though, like, you know, as far as my music review, you know, I vibe to a lot of different stuff. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I usually give good reviews for music. You know what I'm saying? If it's a vibe. Now, when it comes to movies and shows, that's where a song is 2 minutes of my time, 2, 3 minutes, 5 minutes top. So that's not too much. If I'm investing an hour and a half watching 2 hours watching some movie, it's got to be good. It's got to be worth my time. And same thing with TV show. You know what I'm saying? That's just too much time to be investing. I can't do nothing else. Music, I can play music and get work done. Anyway, long story short. But Snowfall, it's, you know, it takes place in L.A., you know what I'm saying, early 80s, 1983. But basically, you know, it's the beginning of the whole crack era, you know what I'm saying? So it just show how the shit got into the neighborhoods, and it showed the players that was around. It showed
what?
The
they
showed
the government dumping it in the neighborhood?
The CIA, I'm trying to tell you, you know what I'm saying? You got to check this out. This is the Reagan era, you know what I'm saying? And it just shows you how people start getting on, and I just got to say, I don't even want to say my guy, you know what I'm saying, but I love his ambition, but I hate what happened, you know what I'm saying, but I love his ambition, you know what I'm saying, talk about that just, I got to get it, you know what I'm saying, and like I see an opportunity, I'm about to just take full advantage of it, because this is just my calling, I guess, even though, but, you know, all I got to say is Franklin, you know what I'm saying, Franklin, that dude, man, once he, you know, got in position, he just kept it going. You know what I'm saying? But it's just dope because, like I said, I love shows to show the different, you know, it's just not the drug side. You know what I'm saying? You're seeing it from the CIA. You're seeing it from the cops. You're seeing it from the neighborhoods. And then you're seeing the beginning. So you're seeing, like, crack when people didn't know what the shit was going to do to you. You know what I'm saying? They thinking, like, oh, shit, there's some new shit. Let me try it. Like, no. That shit will turn you into a zombie. You know what I'm saying? So you see the people who tried it and
should have never tried
like the
it.
Molly. The same thing the Molly did. The same album.
Or the people that were just like from jump, like, nah, that's some old neck shit. I can't fuck with that. You know what I'm saying? So, that's all I'm going to say. I ain't going to give it away. Once I finish up season 3 and get caught up, I'll definitely, come back to it. But shout out to John Singleton. You know what I'm saying? Before he died, this was his last project. You know what I'm saying? He was a big producer of the show. Big reason why, it made it happen. You know, nobody tells L.A. story like John Singleton. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to him. He definitely directed a few of the episodes. But now I'm at the third season. I think he passed right before the third season started. So the third season was the most recent season. That was like last year. You know what I'm saying? I think the fourth season is about to come out. But Snowfall, definitely you will not be disappointed. So check that out. And then I just got a couple album reviews real quick. We got like 5 minutes left. So I just want to give a couple shout outs. So first album review, I kind of slept on it at first. I had to listen to it a couple times, but I got to give a shout out to the Lox album. It's called Living Off Experience. And just some new, head knocking type joint. But, Jadakiss, Styles P, Sheik Looch, all three of them hungry on this album. You know what I'm saying? And the Lox, they haven't had that full-fledged album. And, they had little EPs here and there, but they haven't had a full-fledged album since, the Rough Rider days when they, I left Bad Boy. And it's just good to see them, back at it and just hungry. You know what I'm saying? And, Jadakiss is always going to come with it. But Sheik Looch and Styles P, they come with that same energy to meet Jadakiss. You know what I'm saying? And, you got DMX on the album. Nice little Rough Riders kind of reunion with that. I've been checking out that Rough Riders Chronicles, too. You know what I'm saying? We was talking about old Master P. A lot of that stuff is in the Master P Chronicles. The Rough Riders Chronicles, once I finish that up, I'll tell you what I thought about that, probably like next week or the week after. But shout out to DMX. He's on that album, The Lox album, T-Pain, which is interesting, Because T-Pain, ever since Jay-Z came with the one song, auto-tunes or whatever, shut T-Pain down. And, T-Pain was on fire, 10 years ago or whatever. But it's cool, to see people who kind of lost they hype and then the Lox, okay, we can get T-Pain now, let's bring some of that sauce over here, So, they got a cool song together. And then also West Side Gun, West Side Gun, Griselda, they've been on fire. So, so the Lox is just a good New York album, so shout out to that. And then the other album just came out this last Friday that, it's funny how, like I said, life is an algorithm for me at least, but I got to shout out Big Sean. So Big Sean, repping Detroit, he dropped Detroit 2. And Detroit 1 is a classic. Detroit 2 looks like it's going to be a nice follow-up classic. And if the listeners never heard, you can listen to, the other Big Sean songs or Big Sean albums, but what makes this his Detroit album and then the Detroit 2 album good and authentic is his stories. And really quickly, we got a couple minutes, I'll just tell you what it is. So on the Detroit first album, he had a couple stories on there. So Common has a story, Young Jeezy has a story, and Snoop has a story on the Detroit 1 album. And Detroit 2, he's got Dave Chappelle has a story, Erykah Badu has a story, and Stevie Wonder has a story. And what's kind of cool about it is, he's got his different songs, but, as the interludes, they'll tell their stories. And their stories is like their experiences is in Detroit, So they might have just, came there to visit or did a show out there. And it's just so ironic, listen to all these stories is interesting. I used to kick it off and we did this and did that. And with me just coming back from there, I felt like a vibe, Like, I could say my story, Like, how, me and my wife was out there having a good time and, the hotel we stayed at and then just the vibe of the people. So, shout out to Big Sean. Definitely represent for Detroit, that whole Midwest flavor. So, definitely a dope album. He's got some good guests on there, too. So, check it out. But the stories is what's dope. All these stories, every person I just mentioned, just their stories of how they were, kicking in Detroit and the things they experienced while out there, it just makes for a special kind of album. So shout out to
90 seconds.
So 90 seconds, that's it. Shout out to Black with the topic. It was an interesting topic, man. Get out there, travel, meet people. Some people are stagnant. Some people like where they at. They just want to, be born and raised in the city they're in, and that's it. But, to the travelers out there, get out there, man. See these different cities that we were just talking about. And definitely, you know, check us out same time next week. If you miss the show, be on the lookout for the retweet. Once Black puts it out there, I'm going to retweet it. Definitely sometime during the week, you know, you'll get the retweet to check it out. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes I like to kind of span it out a little bit. But definitely check it out if you ever miss one of the shows live. And, you know, follow the Real Adult Talk Twitter page, you know, Real Adult Talk, TAWK. You know, that's the handle. And Black, go ahead, take it out. Last 30 seconds.
Make sure you follow me on subscribe to my YouTube, Miss Lovely Black. MizLuvliBlack. It's also on the website, thenewmisslovelyblack.com. See you
next week, same time, same place,
9 p.m. Eastern time, doing it again and again.
Fuck with us. Peace, peace, peace. Everybody be safe.
10 seconds. You know what? You always leaving with the last 10 seconds, and you be doing good with the countdown, and I know you be seeing it be 10 seconds left, and you be like, all right, I'm out,
really?
And then hang up the phone, and I'm sitting here like, okay, we got 10 seconds. What the hell am I going to do?
So we still got like 5 seconds. All right, look, I'm rolling out. 5 seconds. You know what I'm saying? Check it out.
Five seconds, people.
Peace, peace, peace.
Peace.
Next week.